There are many minhagim during the month of Elul. We start blowing the shofar during the month of Elul. We say L'David Hashem Ori, as well as the Svardim begin to say Slichos on Elul. And as well, once we move from Elul to Rosh Hashanah, we have another minhag Yisrael, different minhagim. How long do you have it for? But there's a minhag of apples and honey. We'll come back to apples, but there's a minhag of using honey, and some use it throughout the Yomim Noraim, and they use it through Sukkot. Different minhagim when, but the minhag Yisrael is to use honey on Leil Rosh Hashanah during the Yentav of Rosh Hashanah. What's the connection between honey and Rosh Hashanah? Like, why honey? So, in fact, there's a source brought down in the Chassidish Sforim and other places that there's a halacha. We know that before we have bread, we wash our hands and we make in the Tehillah Shadayim and we make the Hamotzi. However, that law we're familiar with. There's a law that was very prevalent during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when there was Tum and Vatara, but today many don't follow it, and many assume you don't have to. And that's a Davasha Tivul B'mashka, one of the seven liquids, as we'll get to what the seven liquids are, that the Mukshalum, if they become wet, so if the apple or the food you're eating gets wet with one of these seven mashkin, so then during Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Kayim, you used to have to wash your hands. Either you could dry off today, you could dry the fruit off today, and therefore if it was wet, you'd have to wash your hands. That was, and in fact, according to some, you even made a bracha. I think the Vilna Gaon Shita is that you even make a bracha Bizman Hazeh. Today, the meaning is for those who are machmir and wash on if your apple is wet. But usually the meaning is not to make an Tila Shadayim. Of course, you make a Bo'er Priya Eitz. So what are these Zayin Mashkin that have special status in Halacha? So it's known as Yad, Yud Dalet Hand, Shachat, Slaughter, Shin Ches Tes, Dam, Blood. Yad, Shachat, Dam. So what does it stand for? So the Yud stands for Yayin, which is wine. The Dalet stands for Dvash, honey. Next word, Shachat, Slaughter. The Shin stands for Shemen, oil. The Ches stands for Cholav, milk. The Tes stands for Taldu. And then the last word, Dam. The Dalet stands for Dam, blood. And the Mem stands for Mayim, water. So these are the seven Mashkin. Wine, honey, oil, milk, dew, blood, and water. If any of these Zayin Mashkin were on the fruit, so then you'd have to, back in the day, and even today, perhaps that one would have to wash their hands just like they do before bread. So that's a halacha. However, comes along the Chassidish Sfarim, others bring down, they want to point out, just like we have Zayin Mashkin, we also have Zayin Yom Tovim. We have seven holidays. And they want to say that the seven holidays correspond to the Zayin Mashkin. So one is, so let's go in order. The Yayin is wine. That corresponds to Purim. The Dalet is Dvash, honey. That'll be us, Rosh Hashanah. We'll come back to honey. The Shemen, the Shin, that refers to Chanukah, oil. The milk and the Cholav, that refers to Shavuos. We have the meaning to have dairy. Tes, we say Tfilas Tal, that's on Pesach. Dam is Miet Chelbo, that by, we assume, fasting on Yom Kippur, it's a kind of a kapara. It's like you lose your fats and stuff. It's connected to the carbon, so the effort is referring to Yom Kippur. And Mem Mayim is water, when we pray for water on Sukkot. So we see an early connection that honey is not just coincidental, but the honey of the Zayim Mashkin is connected to Rosh Hashanah. So what exactly is the connection? In other words, all year round, the minig is people have salt on the table and you dip the chal into salt. So why over here by honey? And in fact, the Chazon Ish, the stipe, there are certain gedolim. That's the whole discussion. What do you do on Rosh Hashanah? Salt and honey? Only one? So that's a discussion in the Achronim. But the Chazon Ish and the stipe say, Bedavka, don't use salt. So what's the kapeda here not to use salt? Okay, what's the big deal? Use it. You don't want to use it. What are you getting so worked up over? So Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch explains that why do we use salt all week long, all year long? Because what is salt? Salt is the ultimate preservative. It keeps things going. Like, obviously, if something's spoiled, it's not going to help you. But if something's still good, today we have refrigerators and freezers. But back in the day, salt, they were the preservatives. So therefore, that's what we do all year round. We put salt on the table. We want to show we want to preserve our tradition. However, honey, based on the Gemara, Rabbeinu Yonah learns that let's say a piece of meat, it gets into how big the piece of the meat is, but a piece of treif meat fell into a vat of honey, so we assume you could eat the honey. What do you mean there's treif in there? So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes. No, that there's the power of honey to transform. That we assume the honey transforms the treif meat into nothing. It doesn't exist anymore. So that it's besides the simple explanation that we have honey because you have a happy and sweet new year, that you could have sugar and also, why specifically honey? Because honey has the power to transform. And all year round, we want to show God we're preserving the tradition, we're staying the way we're following in our avos, we're doing what we should be doing. But on the night of Rosh Hashanah, we don't want to show God we're staying the same. We want to show God we're improving. We're transforming. Tshuva is ani acha. You become someone else. And therefore, when it comes to tshuva, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we dafka want the honey and put the salt away. And interesting enough, our meaning on Rosh Hashanah isn't the classical honey. When we talk about honey in general, it's dvash tamarim, it's bee honey. I mean, it's date honey. Soothing out, it's all sticky and sweet. Yet, that's when we so have a happy and sweet new year. One would think you would use date honey. But no, the minig is to use Billy Bee. Bee as in Billy as in the bee. Bee honey. So why is Dafka the minig to use bee honey? Why not use the simple Dvash Tamarim, which in general, that is what we're talking about. So the Mefarshim point out is always easy come, easy go. Really in life, the ultimate simcha is something that you work hard on, and you're matzliach, where you're working on a long report, you're working on a project, a home project at home, at work, you're learning something, whatever it might be, is there's a lot of hard work and there's nothing better. When you finish, you have that geschmack. Because we know easy come, easy go. If you don't put any effort into things, you're not going to get the same pleasure. In fact, that's why interesting, the Mefarshim point out, Beis Shammai doesn't say it's better that you aren't created. Noach lo. It's easier. Everyone agrees it's easier. If you're not created, there's nothing to do. So you have no mitzvahs, no averus. It's not better. But better is only good is when you put in the hard work and then you're matzliach. So that's what we want to symbolize. Dvash tamarim, you just touch it, it's all sticky. It just comes, soothing out. So that's not simple. That's not real life. Is that the way real life? You just wake up and everything's handed to you. Nor should it be that way. So, date honey isn't the real thing, and therefore we don't want to give you that false hope on Rosh Hashanah. But it's bee honey. You know how bee honey is created? I don't, but what one thing I do know is they have to put on their bee suits and go in and get attacked by bees. And of course, some bees sneak in, they get a bin here or there. Date honey is easy to make, easy come, easy go. But bee honey takes a lot of work and pain, and you have to go through a couple of bites. Who doesn't? Because how's life going to be? No one has total simcha. No one has just the pure easy come, easy go. But in life, it's the more you work on something, the more benefit to get. The more you have to, the more effort you put in, is the more gain one gets out of it. And that's why it's noachlo. So that's why, so we say, why is it honey? It goes back to the Zayin Mashkin. Dvash refers to Rosh Hashanah. Why dvash? Why? Because salt's a preservative all year round. We want to say, good, we're keeping the tradition, we're doing what we had to do. But now we want to show God, we're taking it to the next step. We have the honey. The power transform, like a treif piece of meat falls in. And then we say, not just treif, not just honey, but it's bee honey. But it's easy come, easy go. It's only through the bites and the falls and the suffering. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. Everyone falls. The difference is a rusher stays down, a tzaddik picks himself up. And what about the apples? So why do we have apples on Rosh Hashanah? So even though apples isn't one of the foods, one of the fruits in Gan Eden, in the Jewish tradition, so the Vilna Gaon explains, so apples, the Vilna Gaon explains, goes back to when Yitzchak went to bless Yaakov. So we know that this happened, so we have a tradition that happened on Rosh Hashanah. What happened on Rosh Hashanah is when Adam, when man was created, and every year in Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom HaDin, he decides if he made the right choice or not. So what happened? So obviously with Adam and Chava, they got thrown out of Gan Eden. But the Medrash tells us that when Yaakov went in for a bracha, he was wearing the clothes from Adam HaRishon, and Yitzhak smelled the orchard of an apple tree. So therefore, we say, it's true on Rosh Hashanah we got thrown out, but in Rosh Hashanah as well, God accepted our tshuva. He went in with the orchard, the smell of the apples, and Yaakov was able to get the bracha. And that's the whole concept of Elul. People ask, Elul? It's an Aramaic name. We say El Ani Vidodi Vidodi Li, like very nice, but it's not a Jewish name. It's from Bavel. So it really comes from Shir Hashirim. Ani Vidodi Vidodi Li. So people think it's a love story. However, that's not that part. I think it's in the sixth parak where basically it talks about a case where the couple has become very distant. Over the years, they've separated, becoming far apart. And, you know, the Rashi writes, the Moshe was HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael, that he had to throw you out, the Churban. But now I want you to go back to build the second temple. Ani Vidodi Dodi Li. It's all about the relationship. I want to have you back. And that's what the Pshat is, Ego Ani Vidodi. It's all about relationships. And that's why do we use an apple? An apple is a food, apple is a fruit that has it all. It has good taste, good fragrance, it smells good, it looks good, it has a lot of nutrients. So why dafkin? So that's what we want to say, is no matter how, we know clearly it's a time of tshuva for everyone, so certainly if we haven't been doing that well, the Rosh Hashanah is for us. Even those have been doing very well, like the apple. The apple's a solid citizen. And yet, on Rosh Hashanah, we take the apple and say you could have everything, or you think you have it all, but there's still more. You can take the apple and make it even sweeter. Dip it into the honey. And in fact, as we know, today they have smartphones, as they call them. I think they have a $2,000 phone now, a Samsung, a foldover. I'm not sure how well that went, but many people are familiar with the Apple phone. And I don't know if, well, I do know that Steve Jobs and Tim Cook, I don't believe they were Jewish, but they definitely got the message of Elul and Rosh Hashanah. That basically, you know, this year might be delayed because of COVID, but generally speaking, it usually comes out in September. Next year might be difficult because it's Labor Day, but usually they come out around September with a new iPhone. And Tim Cook, Steve, they think it's the best phone in the world by far. No one's even close to them. And yet every year they come out with a stronger battery, a better camera. They add some new qualities. Because that's where Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Ha'aretz are all about. It's like the apple. We take the apple. You could have the best phone in the world. You could have the best fruit. You could have a good year. But we know there's always room for improvement. And therefore, we take the apple and dip it in the honey and say, even someone who has everything, nevertheless, one goes ahead and tries to become better. So that's what we pointed out. We said the source of the honey is from the Zayin Mashkin. Rosh Hashanah equals the honey. And then we said honey versus salt. That salt's a preservative. It's good for all year round. But honey, we want to show God we're changing. And then we said it's not this Dvash Tamarim. It's the bee honey. Easy come, easy go. You have to work hard for something. That's the ultimate joy. And why the apple? The apple goes back to the bracha with Yitzchak and Yaakov. He was wearing the garments from Adam HaRishon. And even though you got thrown out on Rosh Hashanah, but Yitzchak smelled the orchards from an apple that know that God wants us back. And that's Elul. Elul is a couple that became groups apart. Now, they want to get the relationship back. The Jews, now we want you, we destroyed the temple, now we want you to rebuild the Bayis Sheni. And that's the pshat. An apple, even people, for sure sinners need Rosh Hashanah, but even the good guys need, even people who have been doing well, the apple has good taste, looks, nutrients, and nevertheless, just like the Apple phone, every year comes out with a new phone. So to every year we have to do a self introspection and see how even those who have an okay and good year, they also have to come out and try to become better.